Yes, hi.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hi, guys.
Hey, so you got the album Stages out. You just wrapped up touring with Maren Morris. How was that?
It was so fun. I just love her so much, and she's just the best. We're good friends, but seeing her on stage every night was so, so great because I got to see how she sort of navigates, and we started the tour during her album release week, and she was so busy running around. It was just craziness, and she just remained calm and kept her head on straight, and I was just so impressed with her.
I feel like she's made that jump. We were all waiting for the sophomore album because she was so hot with that first one, and I think she just knocked it out of the park, and now I feel like she's like one of the next huge artists.
I agree. Yeah, she kept that singer-songwriter intact, but still has so many catchy songs, and it could be mainstream if it wants to be, but she still has amazing songs.
Well, it's crazy because I've seen you in concert. You are literally one of the best. You're so, so good, but if you could take away anything that you've learned from being on tour with other artists, what would that be?
I think that when you act a certain way, when the person at the top acts a certain way, it trickles down. So what I've seen is both good and bad is, like with Maren, it's amazing. Like her whole team is really chill and they're all really nice and they don't, sweat the small stuff, but they're very diligent. And then I've seen the opposite where the person at the top is like very like nervous and always picking at everything and making everybody feel a little uncomfortable, and it makes everybody on edge. So I think it's just, keeping your cool on tour and making sure that you're not losing it every day, because that just puts everybody on edge.
You won The Voice. We were just talking about this yesterday, about all the singing competitions that are out there, and Ayla went through American Idol as well. That's where she went.
Right.
Do you think that we're saturated at this point, though, as far as singing competitions go, or do you think there's still legs?
I think with anything, when there's too many, it can get a little loud and less about the people that have talent. But I also think, if you have the talent and you continue to work really hard, and yeah, you're on one of those shows, but it doesn't work out, you have other avenues to make it. And, it's hard, though. It's hard to harness those. And, like, if you don't do well on one of those shows, or you do well and then everything sort of falls through, it's hard to find the confidence to continue to do it because you thought that was your big break. But if people just keep with it, I think, a lot of people can make it.
And what's been your biggest struggle? Because, I know you were on the show, we kind of know what's happened. But behind the scenes, what has been the craziest part of Nashville or making it to where you are now?
I mean, I guess I was sort of surprised at the whole it's harder for women thing, because I thought we were past that. And coming from, initially, I sang country music as a kid, but then I was in a band and we did rock and pop. And granted, we weren't, all over the radio, but we got a lot of opportunities, and we were constantly on tours, and it wasn't a problem getting shows. And it was just like a shock to the system to come into a different genre where the opportunities are a little slimmer for women. And that was kind of a hard thing. And, I'm in talks with some record labels right now, which is really exciting, but there's been a consistent excuse from a few people we have too many girls right now. And I just,
that's so like, how do you deal here with that? Because I've been in that same situation too in Nashville, where even the publishing companies, I would go and share them my music, and they're like, wow, it's really good. But we told so-and-so who brought you here that we're not signing women. And you're just why? If you like my stuff, and I'm sure it goes the same thing with you. How do you think we can change this?
I mean, I think things like what Maren did, bringing me out, and she's bringing the some more girls out in the fall now, and Carrie and Casey. I mean, everybody's bringing out women on the tours, and I think touring is like the age old way to get your music heard. So it's been like the way we've done it forever. So I think if we start there, and we make the change ourselves and sort of force people to come out and listen to us, because they will not force them. They, they come. But it's I think that's a really great place to start.
I think you're making a difference as well. Like, I know on your new single you have Shay Mooney, but you have a song on there as well called Distracted, where it's you, Ray Lynn, Lauren Elena, Lindsay L all together. I think that's really cool.
Thanks. Yeah, and I tried on the record to include as many females as I could that made sense. You know, those are my friends, and I loved having them on that song. But like, a lot of the other songs have a lot of the female co-writers singing harmonies on it, and almost every song on the record has at least one female co-writer on it. And then on the road, I made sure to bring out, like, I could only find two girls that wanted to go on this tour with me, but the tour manager is a girl, and my merch girl, and obviously the rest of the tour, there's a lot of females in Maren's camp. So yeah, I try to do it that way as well.
All right, Cassidy Pope,
thank you so much for joining us today.
I so appreciate it, you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.